2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Can we still call it the Great Salt Lake? See, I went to Antelope Island a few weeks ago, and it was almost soul-crushing. It's not really an island anymore. Just about all the water that separates it from the Wasatch Front is gone. You could probably walk on what's left, and your ankles would stay dry. Truth is, it's now the mediocre Salt Lake, at best. Not only because of climate change, development and a growing population suck up all the water before it ever gets to the lake, and what's left behind is an ever-growing dust bowl. I see it whenever we get a big storm over the last 6 months. I go out on my screened-in porch and watch storms, usually for about 20 minutes. I come back inside, and the entire kitchen is covered in grit. Like never before. It's fine sand. You run your hand over the counters and say, "What is this?" And we have to clean everything, all because I left the back door open for 20 lousy minutes. The experts say these dust storms will get worse as the Salt Lake turns into Salt Gulch. And they say the dust contains toxic chemicals. They talk about arsenic. Meantime, without the Great Salt Lake, the mountains can't draw the moisture they need to make that perfect winter powder. So we'll have a smaller snowpack, which means less runoff, which means less water for drinking and farming. This isn't Green New Deal climate change stuff. This is largely because we siphon off the water to quench the thirst of a growing population before that water ever gets to the lake. So what do we do? Well, the Utah legislature could pass some laws to make sure the lake stays great. Otherwise, it'd be nice if the lawmakers would come clean my kitchen.
Jeff Kaplan's Minute of News, only on KSL News Radio.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now, too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.